Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You are listening to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Radio Rossonera and Milan fans all over the world.
La formazione del Milan! E con la fascia di capitano con il numero 13,
Donnarumma at the double, sensational from him.
Una magia di Suso! Un gol incredibile di Suso!
Oh yes! There is a new striker in Milan! His name is Christoph Piontek! What a goal!
We gotta bring it back to the 90s.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Finally, tre punti
sofferti.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. A Milan that gives us stressful moments, a Milan. First 3 points in a long time, a Milan. And where our highest scoring player is
our defenseman.
Is our defense. And yes, Vinny T, Stevie P, always faithfully here every Monday afternoon. Thank you to the YouTube people and... Well, we're not professionals.
Nor do we pretend to be.
So, guys, first off, we like to start off by saying thank you to David and Angie. Came by yesterday, nice and early, 8:45 in the morning. Dave and Angie, the first lady of Philadelphia, had a great time. We got the cafe, we got some cannolis.
We got them a Nutella horn.
Someone...
Does Toronto know what a Nutella horn is?
I don't know if they know what a Nutella horn is. They probably don't know these things. But, you know, we and then, you know, we're going to get into it after because Presidente only showed up like... we're going to get into
Presidente
it.
Presidente offered a lift, yet had things to do.
Yes, exactly. But that's Presidente for
Best
you.
Best Uber driver in the city.
But guys, awesome. David and Angie, what a great few hours we spent together. And
it was a pleasure to meet just great people.
Just great people. And then obviously Presidente, as you know, he had to set up everything in the back because we're doing...
We've come to a conclusion here.
Yes, guys.
It's probably better sometimes he doesn't come.
Yeah, no, because there's these old men, they're playing cards, there's the lottery machines in the back. People are trying to, like, you know, do... And he's there, he's putting up the banners. And
Chicharos belongs to him. He thinks that. He thinks he's the owner of the ball.
I think so. I think it's supposed to be that way. But let me see here. I think we just got to adjust like the... Anyways. So,
autofocus.
Yeah, the autofocus. Damn autofocus. So, before we get into our presidential points, we like to take a couple of seconds. Once again, towing food drive. We are 2 weeks away. Sunday, not this Sunday coming. The next Sunday after that, Steve and I will be live in the trucks helping out. And we'd just like to take the time to remind everybody we're going to put the... what are you doing? You're flexing.
Flexing the muscle.
We're going to be putting the link on the YouTube video. We just want to take time very quickly. Almost at $1,000, yeah. Steve. So we got donations coming from Group Magri.
Si.
So, So the Magri Brothers group, not the Ross
thank
Magri.
Thank you.
From my mom, she had to write down Mama Tavernese.
Just in case we didn't know who she was.
Mike Zingo, Donato.
Zingo the Interist, another snake. Two snakes we have on the board.
Milan Legends, thank you very much.
The legend went into the pocketbook.
Donato, Sergio, Francis, Eric, Daniel, and everybody we mentioned last week. And we do have a kind of a keep it up, guys, from Group Magri. It is a way better podcast than IFTV, Forza Milan. Not sure about that one, but thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Francis Colo Giacomo, Steven Vinny are two great guys, and this is a fantastic cause. Thank you very much.
He's such a liar.
Huh? What a snake.
What a liar.
He's la capolista. Salutate la capolista. Salutate la capolista. But anyways... to you guys, yeah, so thank you very much. We got an extra 2 weeks to go, and Steve has already been checking out the prices of Jell-O at Walmart.
Jell-O is going to be on special that day.
And I think President will let you know there for...
Guaranteed.
So, guys, I know it was something extravagant. You know, David is coming in from out of town.
They sacrificed their Black Friday. Not really, because they just spent here and could have spent more. So they probably didn't sacrifice. I know I saw the first lady.
She was looking around.
She knew where to go.
And you know, their money's good over here, right?
Of course.
Very good. But I would like for for you to explain, Steve, to our thousands of fans and thousands of listeners. Presidente offered... to bring David and Angie as a lift, but he was busy.
Yes.
Now, if you may bring out your inner Bob Ross, paint us a picture on how this came to be. Please.
So, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Canada, because we can't do anything with our beloved cousins from the South, have Black Friday, the same Black Friday that the United States has when they celebrate their Thanksgiving. Presidente, guys, for Black Friday, Venerdì Nero.
You went shopping.
Not only did he go shopping, Vinny, Presidente created a war room in his bunker of the basement. He had everything but fax machines, typewriters. He had the first lady on the typewriter, mini Presidente cutting out the coupons. He was online, ladies and gentlemen. He had 1 terabyte of disk space to collect all the specials. And ladies and gentlemen, he took Black Friday to another level, Vinny. He has now 1,400 cases of Javel. He has 17 canisters of Lenticchie. He has 14 pallets of fagioli calabrese. He has, ladies and gentlemen... 17 containers of pasta, pennetti, penne lisci, penne rigati, rigatoni, spaghetti, tubettini. Guys, Presidente was all out on Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
He did online shopping?
No. He called them in.
Okay.
He calls them in. So he had the numbers of all the grocery stores, and he was calling them in and saying, put me 4 pallets, put me 3 pallets, put me 1 container. He had all the phones going. It was like the telethon of stars, but for Black...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, Presidente saved a total of, drumroll please, listen to the money talk, $14.75. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the presidential points as he was saving were just coming in and coming in and coming in.
Oh, man. So this is what he was bothered by this weekend, not to like bring a day, because he came in.
Sorry, Lenticchie on special.
And the Javel, for anybody, that's bleach, guys.
Bleach, guys. Bleach,
you know, Italians, they like to stock up on bleach.
Stock up, just in case the world runs out of bleach.
And thank you for that, Steve. Thank you very much. And we like, Presidente has a message for us, right? So we, before we get into the presidential points and before we get into the game,
into it, we have to relay the message
first. Yes, yes. Quick announcements. Reminder, we have a Christmas party on Sunday at noon at Buon Gusto for lunch. We have Bologna-Milan together. So it should be a nice little afternoon there together. And we were asked by Milan.
Milan asked
guys,
us.
This is... You guys think we're joking. They probably called them up.
Yeah.
Posso parlare a Marcello?
Marcello. Ah, sì, un momento, per favore.
We were asked by Milan to help spread the word to the 120th anniversary. What's wrong now?
I wish I would have took a picture of Dave and Angie's face when Presidente walked in, because they knew they were going to get the nostril. Name! Angie! It's me, Marcello! It's so nice to finally meet you in person.
No, you don't remember? He walks in and he just gave me the bag. Here, hold this.
Hold this.
Hang on.
Like Vince was the doorman. Here, hold my bag. And what did he have in the bag? Get that out! I proved my point.
Guys, I swear to God, there was a bag of mini taralis in there. Hold on, guys. There's something of mine in there.
The taralis were his, guys. And he wasn't sharing with anybody.
Okay, so... he was asked by Milan to spread the word on the 120th anniversary with hashtag Passion120. Invite all Milanistas to log into the AC Milan site and participate in the contest to win some prizes. And also when... Guys, I'm reading this word for word. On a side, you know what, we're going to get into the jersey because it's one of the questions from yes. over there. They could have been blindfolded and would have known it's him. Yes, definitely. So...
Guys, it's me, Marcello.
Guys, what you don't know is that then, why did he bring up the banner in the back? It's because he had to make a special video to send to Georgia. And he had to do it in half English, half Italian. Yeah, so he was very excited about that, right? Allora, un salute a tutti I milanisti. And, okay, guys, honestly,
tutti
Dave, thank you.
Thank tutti I soci.
Punto numero uno. This is... We take Tommy aside. We bring him to sensitivity training. Yeah. We tell him only English from now on. Presidente sends us questions all in Italian.
All in Italian.
So he's calling this the Conti's... Conti's revenge. Conti is back and will like all the doubters to say sorry to Steve, who never gave up on him. We know it is just a few games where we hit his potential, especially when it comes to his IQ and reading the game. Question. Conti started in 3 straight games and seems to have regained his confidence. Do you feel his performance of late have silenced the haters, especially those who said he's more of a midfielder in 3-5-2 and a legit right back? Well, Steve, let's be honest. It's like fantastic 3 games in a row.
I just want to soak this in.
You want to soak?
Soaking it in.
We did
Angie and Dave, no grappa tonight, just water.
Yeah.
Dehydrated from Sunday.
Okay. But Conti did have fantastic 3 games. But I'm just afraid that, I don't know, what if he has a really bad performance in the next one? What if he lets in another goal? And it's like, we've been speaking about consistency, and I love what we've been seeing of him. And even against Gervinho, to see him, he's always, the tackles, he's running back. And this is the Conti that we were expecting to see from when he came from Atalanta.
But of course.
But, you know, for me, I always had the problem of putting Conti that game against Napoli, that I still found it was a problem to just throw him in there as his first game. But what do you think? Do you think he's going to continue this way here, Steve? Or
I think he will continue this way. He needs to stay healthy, that's for sure. He needs to have game time. And I said it from the beginning, Conti is like what we're expecting from the Milan. Milan, we've always said from the beginning of this podcast, it's going to be a project. It's going to be a work in progress every single game. Guys, am I saying that Conte is going to be the next coming of the staple right back that we've been looking at? I hope so. But Vinny, let's get serious. They're all players. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's put in a very awkward situation. It is a 1-0 win against Parma, but we did... I can't say we suffered. We didn't suffer, but we didn't make it easy on ourselves.
No, we definitely not. I think they had no shots on target, if I'm not mistaken, Parma. They they had some build-up plays, but at one point, it's like, guys, we were there, we're joking around with Dave. It was like, watch this, 20 chances on goal, they're going to take it that one time, and what else do we have than to laugh at that, right? And on a side note, thank you for everybody that came. 9 a.m. game, yeah, on a 9 Sunday.
9 a.m. game, but you know why they came.
Huh? Because you're going to say David and Angie. But of course. No, because they knew Presidente was going to make an appearance. Yes. Any comments there? What do we got there?
We got Frank Antelope, who obviously doesn't listen to the show, and we say we will talk about the jersey later.
That's Facebook Frank.
Facebook Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I just said his name fully. Frank Antelope.
Antelope, maybe.
Antelope.
Who knows? Antelope. But any comments on Conte?
Now, everybody says we look like twins, and we didn't realize they were wearing the same jacket today, but we didn't do this on purpose.
No.
Conte was great from Mo Green. With Atalanta, he needs to gain confidence. Absolutely. Yes, I agree with you, Mo. Tonali non dica nulla per non... What the hell is this? Italian, Bruno. We're telling Tommy to speak English. You're sending me questions in Italian.
We're never going to catch a break. We're never going to catch a break. But let's just make sure that Conte does continue on this wave. And hopefully, because I don't want to have like a really bad, like a bad game, and everybody's going to forget about these three games here. Let's see what we do against Bologna next week, and we'll go from there. But what does let me turn this around, guys, and what happens to Calabria? Now, people don't start saying, oh, we got to get rid of him. It's because if Conte gets hurt, who else do we have?
Yeah.
Right?
No. We need to create depth. It's going to be hard. Pioli has a little bit of a challenge on his side, mm-hmm, because he needs to get points. He needs to field his best 11. And players like players like Calabria, players like Rodriguez are not going to want to stay on the bench for much longer.
Exactly. Point number two.
Could you read these comments? I'm confused.
You got too many comments.
I can't handle it.
Okay,
I can't
so you look into the camera. I'm going to take a look at this.
I just look pretty. I can't do multiple things at once.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Can't wait for the day where Toronto, Philly, New York, and Montreal are in the same room. Yes, and we're going to talk about it later. Grappa might not have been the best of ideas that we would have had at 10:55.
It was good. Aqua di Vita brings out the...
Yeah, but this is Dave and Angie's fault, because we wanted them to open up an appetite. Where should we go eat? You know, and
guys, we did our job.
Very happy you guys got a traditional puts in. Very, very nice. And that grappa did go down
nice. Very nice.
And that's why I'm on water today.
Guys, anytime you come to Montreal, there's going to be a bottle of grappa somewhere.
Punto numero due. The discipline. Considering how Milan has received so many cards this season, argument could be made that the three yellows received yesterday were avoidable and not necessary. Hernandez for taking off his shirt after scoring his goal, Donnarumma for protesting, and Benacer for unnecessary foul on Kulusevski. While we can forgive Theo for celebrating the goal, are you concerned about the lack of discipline being displayed by Milan, and do you think Pioli can do something about it? Benacer, I think it's a bit, not really worrisome, but... You know, he collects
cards, but we ask a lot of Benacer.
That's true.
And he's the one, after a game like that, he's probably spent, because he's making up for a lot of people's mistakes. We ask him not only to recuperate balls, we ask him also to distribute balls. Remember what I told you about Bedia. That's the same type of role that they want Bedia to do, but Bedia can't do it.
No, exactly.
So now you have someone there. He's going to take cards. I think that... by him continuing to not go down easily on fouls, we saw one time where he really got hit, didn't go down, stayed up. He's going to start getting some respect from the refs, and those cards will disappear. That's how he's going to deal with that. But he's going to get cards, guys. He's hard on the tackle. He's recuperating balls. He's dishing out balls. He's tired.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. And I have to say that with Milan, whether you like it or not, the refs seem to be card happy. We're gonna get a card for everything.
Yes, I could agree you on that one. It's like even the game against Parma, like nothing was going our way. Even that blatant handball outside the box, not called, and I don't know. Like it just seems like we have been getting a lot of yellow cards, and you know we can call it straight down the middle, guys. Some of these fouls are like, okay, no, this is a good foul. I get it, you know. But some of them is like, you know, a little push here, a little push there. It's like we're getting yellow cards left, right, and center.
Guys, let's put it out there. It's one of the dumbest cards that I hate this card. I think it should not be a card. You want people to gravitate to this game. You want people in other countries like the United States of America, Canada, across the world to gravitate to this game. People want to be entertained.
Yeah.
If someone like Hernandez scores a goal away, gets the 3 points, and's getting a card for taking off his shirt,
I got no problem with that.
I have no problem with that.
Showing some emotions.
Why don't we remove this card and say, you know what? Celebrate respectively, right? Don't egg. The card is there because they think they're going to get, they think that we're back in like 1990 where when you take out your shirt and you go on the thing that some person's going to throw you something. I think we've moved past that.
Yeah.
Not everywhere, but we've moved past that.
It was the emotion. It was the raw emotion.
Why don't we concentrate on something, a little problem that Italy has, which is racism?
Oh, no, it doesn't. No, there's no racism in Italy, Steve.
You could say stupid things outside the pitch, which are 100 times worse than taking out your jersey when you scored a goal for your team and not go through any punishment, but yet you'll get a card for taking out your shirt. That's beyond me.
It's a pretty good point on that one, and I just love the way the goal came about, like a bounce here. But we just needed that.
The shittier the better. Yeah. I loved it. The shittier the better.
So let's see if he actually listened to us that time, because we said that we might have to send him to sensitivity training, Tommy, because we did have some feedback that unfortunately some people don't listen anymore, or they stop because he's always talking in Italian. So let's see. What Mr. Tommy has to say.
Buonasera, Mr.
Tommy. How are you?
Good. You?
We're very good. And your fans have been waiting here on the line. We said that you made a promise that even for all the people around the world that like to listen to you, we're going to make that effort in English. And who knows, maybe the last 15 seconds we'll let you rant a la Tommy style. How's that? Tommy.
That's okay, guys.
You had to think about it. But here's the question, Tommy. You know what? Why don't you tell us how it was yesterday, 9 o'clock in the morning with the boys. What'd you think about the game? Because I know you were pretty mad at one point because we couldn't hit the broad side of the barn. But your thoughts about the game?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that our club Philly members were there. Great people, actually. I had a good time yesterday. We had a bit of grappa.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
He's finding his words, guys.
About the game. Here's what I wanted to say. Everybody that was talking bad about Conte, in the last three games, what has Conte done? He came up like a superstar. And he has gained his confidence back.
Yeah.
Number one. This is to all, me and Steve. I think we're on the same page for this one. Right, Steve?
Yep.
Conte played very well. And I just said it. What did you expect for a guy that didn't play for 18 months? He was out for 18 months. Give him a bit of time.
Yeah, but...
And give him a bit of play time, and by playing, you'll see. You'll get back to where he was, because Conte was great. He was a great player with Atalanta.
But
he needs... just that he doesn't... You're not going to lose talent in just 18 months. You just got to have to regain your confidence. Once you regain your confidence, your talent will come back.
But, you know, three games
and,
is...
And what happened yesterday? Yesterday, we proved everybody wrong. He played an amazing game, but I guess some people must have turned off the TV when Conte made a nice tackle.
Oh, that was.
And he even stopped the what's the black guy's name there? The guy with the director from Parma.
Gervinho.
Exactly.
No, we were talking about that there, but we were saying too that we need more than just three games. Hopefully, he continues because he's exactly the Conte that we'll be looking for. But Tommy, isn't it a problem that where our our wing backs, or you know, our defensive guys are our best players on the pitch and scoring goals, and you know, isn't that a problem?
Well, that's the problem. The problem I always said, the problem there is still playing Suso and still playing that cadaver of Chalanoglu. These guys, mi stanno rompendo le palle. Every week they're playing. Every week non concludono un cazzo. So where do you keep them then? Cambia, for heaven's sake. Put on these youngsters. Put on a Maldini on. Take off this guy, Suso. Put on Maldini. See what they could do. Or take off Chalanoglu and put on Maldini in. Or maybe these two cannot play together. Maybe Suso cannot play with Chalanoglu and Chalanoglu cannot play with Suso. Because obviously, when they play together, there's no feeding balls to the attackers. And imagine, a defender has to go score. And thank God that we have Hernandez. Because if we wouldn't have Hernandez, my friend, and you rely only on your attackers to score, there would probably be zero goals.
100%. So before we let you rant for a little bit, who do you have this week for us in this week in cadaver history?
It's of a player that came to Milan nell'anno 2000, in the year 2000, from Il Peñarol. You probably guys don't even have never heard about this guy, but I can tell you I heard about him. His name is Pablo Gabriel Garcia. Cinque presenze col Milan, zero goal. He was in a defending midfield. Then when he came to Milan, Zaccheroni didn't even know who this guy was and what he was doing at the training camp. He didn't even know he was on the squad that Galliani had brought him in. And what he did, he gave him some playing time, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 5 games. And then he decided that this guy, non era Milan, arrivato a gennaio di 2 anni dopo, he just traded him to Venezia.
So,
un vero cadaver. This guy couldn't even stand on his 2 feet.
What was his name?
What
was his name again?
His name was Pablo Gabriel Garcia.
And guys, you heard it here this week in cadaver history. And Tommy, just before we let you go.
Adesso per i miei amici italiani che state all'estero in Italia o a Montreal, dove cavolo siete. Adesso per i miei amici italiani.
Go ahead.
Il Milan quest'anno, il Milan si deve riprendere, si deve riprendere. Lasciamo stare la merda Juventus, lasciamo stare tutto quello che ci concerne contro di noi. Il Milan si deve riprendere, è un'altra cosa. Io sono fiero di essere italiano, il mio sangue bolla, perché io sono italiano. E nell'Euro 2020, amici miei, l'Italia farà una bella figura. Ci puoi scommettere, amici miei. L'Italia andrà lontano dell'Euro 2020.
Well, let's hope so, guys. Tommy's saying he's a very proud Italian, and everybody's saying, free Tommy. But I thought you were going to talk about how Juventus was losing 2-1 and they came back, but maybe we'll talk about...
I don't even want to listen. I don't even want to watch the game of Juventus. A corrupted official. These guys, è la storia di tutte le domeniche, is the same story. Se perdono, se stanno perdendo, the referee gets involved on rigore and he stands this and that, but everybody knows that. These guys win, expressively in Italy, for the ref. The ref give them the games, and if they won 8 championships, then they didn't win the 8 championships. Let me rephrase that. The ref have won the 8 championships that handed them off the championship. That's why, still, after 8 years of winning 8 straight championships, they still cannot win 1 Champions League. No, no, I wouldn't say that they have to win 8. Malmedo, uno, in ottani, manco quello sono capace. So you can imagine what kind of shitload these guys are in. When a referee that is not Italian is refereeing the match, sees the match the way it goes, they go nowhere.
Well,
but I mean, that the stranieri, the referees that are stranieri, they watch the game the way it's supposed to be.
Well, you heard it here first, and Tommy, we let him, that was free to Tommy.
I'll say it again. This is a full corruption for Milan. not to make the Champions League, because if Milan gets into the Champions League, so cazzi duri per la Juventus. So cazzi duri. Saranno eliminati dal Milan. Parola mia.
Thank you, Tommy. We hope to see you next Sunday at the game, and then we'll call you next week once again.
He better be there. It's the Christmas party.
Yeah, it's true. It's the Christmas. But, you know, maybe he might be busy. Who knows? But,
at a Christmas party, darò un live video. Se me lo permettete,
yes.
I will do a live video for everybody.
Live video, guys.
With Vinny, with two fine, great gentlemen. Vinny and Steve.
We'll do it after
and
a couple of grubs.
This I'm calling out to all the viewers. Give. Because if you don't give, you're a Juventino. So if you want to be a Milanista, you give to a good cause. And give it a round of big welcome to this man, Steve, that is going out of his way to make something good for Christmas to all the unfortunate people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. Even though we had some Juventinis
that sent us
some money.
We'll take their money, too.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah, we'll take their money, too, because maybe down that deep inside, they know. They know that what I'm saying is true. Che il Milan vince sempre senza arbitri, pure con il favoritismo. Vinciamo. And we show that we have seven Champions League. Nobody can take away.
Thank you, Tommy. We got all these questions to go through. We'll talk next week. And
once again, the pleasure is all mine. And I thank you very much for talking to two fine, great gentlemen out there. You guys are the best.
Thank you, Tommy. You. We'll see each other on Sunday.
Ciao.
You can see that he was struggling to keep it all in English, guys. But I think it was a good effort.
Let's give him some props.
It gets redundant with the Juve and the referees, but people seem to be interested. So let's go over to these questions.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You have acid reflux?
I think I am. Eddie Milanista. I like this one. Between Kessie, Calhanoglu, Piontek, who had the worst game versus Parma?
Kessie.
You find?
Yeah, because Calhanoglu
hit the target a couple of times?
No, Piontek wasn't even there.
Exactly. He had the worst game. Kessie, at least he had some sort of attacking. He crossed in the ball a couple of times.
I'm not referring. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Because Piontek was non-existent. Kessie was involved. Of the two, we're not going to say three. Because of the two, it's Kessie that had the bad game.
Yes.
Because we can't
even
count Piontek because that's not a game. That was 60 minutes of being lost. 60 minutes of being lost again. And I'm in favor, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, even if he's lost, to keep him on. He has to suffer the whole game.
So, did he do... You... No, but see, that I disagree with you, Steve, because I believe in the last couple of games, he's kept him on 80, 85 minutes. I'm not saying that Leao was so much better, because even him, he didn't impress, but taking him out of the 60th, maybe there's, you know, do something different. Right?
I would have kept both of them on, to be very honest too. That would have been my play, because they both have to suffer. If they don't play, and if they don't want to wear the Milan jersey, play. Play. Play because we're giving the chance. We gave the chances to Calhanoglu to play when he was struggling. We gave the chances to start naming them. We gave a chance to Conte. He was struggling.
It's true.
Give the chance to Piontek to get some kind... You know what? I would have paid money yesterday to replace Theo Hernandez with Piontek with that goal. A stupid goal. A dummy goal. And let's see the reaction that comes out after. I hope that there's one of those coming for him. But yesterday, guys, against Parma, he was off target from inside the six where he lives, where he was getting the balls. He was not on target. He was not able to hold the ball. Guys, there's a major problem here. Something needs to give. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. In January, if Ibra does come, and they decide to go on this loan deal for Piontek, because that's the murmurs that I've been hearing.
The murmurs.
The murmurs. Not rumors, murmurs. He'll go to a place like Borussia Dortmund and he will explode.
Yeah.
He will explode. And it's not because, look, let's face it, guys. Borussia Dortmund have a lot of talent. They have a lot of talent. And maybe that's what he needs. But for Milan, he needs to play. And he needs to play because he needs to understand that deve soffrire. He has to suffer with the rest of the team. When things are not going good, at the 60th minute, he does not get a free pass. But he has to continue to
win. Imagine what an Ibra-esque type of player would do to a guy like Piątek.
You will not see Ibra and Piątek on the field at the same time. I'm telling you guys. I'll be very surprised. I'm telling you.
We have Hakan should be benched and Bonaventura play as right wing, and then who takes Bonaventura's spot? Did he have talent at Genoa? That's what freaks me out, is that at Genoa, it's not like they had a much better team than Milan. It's like, how did he score all those goals and, like, no pressure? I don't know, guys.
Strikers are traditionally, there's a select few world class that are hot all the time.
Yeah.
Strikers of that caliber are hot and cold. This is like freezing cold. This is Canadian cold. This is minus 20. You're outside with shorts. Your hair on your legs is going up. Your little Picholinos fucking turling in.
There was shrinkage.
There's shrinkage. You're going down. This is the coldness that he's in.
Great segue into a Milan Club Phillies question. There's nothing I want more than Ibra back at Milan. But will the possibility of being too Ibra-dependent in the short term hurt us in the long term when he's gone and others have to compensate? In my opinion, we have nothing to lose at this point and have to go for it. I like this one, Dave. We keep on talking about the Band-Aid solution. If Ibra comes and if we revolve our game around the Ibra, I think that would be a mistake.
Well, that's what's happening.
No, but I'm saying make him be a distraction, but don't, okay, Ibra's going to come for what, 6 months to a year and a half? If he does?
It cannot be for just 6 months. This has to be, Maldini and Boban have to put in all their cards. They're going all in. They're pushing their chips. Yes, it's on a 34-year-old, but 38-year-old, but you're pushing in all your chips. He's going to be that player. He's going to be a focal point up there. Your game better revolve around him.
I'm saying, I'm talking about like, everybody go to him
right
and
now,
you guys.
Right now, we cannot look past this season. We have to look at this season. We have to look at these games. We have to look at making an impact now. And then adjusting in the offseason. Where we would hopefully, and I wish for him, that we keep a coach longer than one season. So that he can build a project and a team. And then we'll see where we go from there. But Ibra comes in for 1 year to 1 year and a half. You're all in. You're all in on Ibra. He has to be the man. He has to be the focal point. He has to be Milan for 1 year and a half.
And he can take it.
Of course he can take it. Yeah. He has big shoulders.
Yeah.
But let's face it, guys. Manage your expectations. He's 38 years old. This is not the Ibra that we got.
No.
This is a different Ibra.
Like,
he has that personality, and he has his own agenda. I hope the cards are all out. I hope the cards are all out and everybody understands. But Ibra comes in, Ibra takes over that team. That becomes Ibra's team. You're not bringing in Kevin Constant here. We're not bringing in Urbi Emanuelsson here. You're bringing in Ibra. You are going all in on a 38-year-old, which I'm okay with. But that can be your only move.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, but that can be their only move.
But I'm with you, Dave. At this point, we got to go for it. And you're talking about that he will make Burini look like prime Nocerino. Guys, Nocerino and Kevin Prince-Boateng, what did they do after they left Ibrahimovic, right? He's 100% right. The Milan guru, T. Pepperoni. Good day, boys.
T. Pepperoni!
Better performance on the weekend, but still lack the quality. From where I can see, we're missing game changers in the left wing and right wing positions, along with midfielders either side of Benacer. In your view, do you agree, or is it more a coaching style issue? Guys, in the end, what it comes down to is that the quality of our players is not... We got average to subpar, you know? It's like, who's above average? Like,
guys,
let's put it this way. Which one of our players is starting at Juventus?
Yeah, but we can't even talk about that anymore. No. That's a redundant conversation that we can't have anymore.
So look at our quality of our players.
think about the players. Who's going to be starting on Inter? Who's going to be starting on... mind you, we can't say Napoli anymore.
Yeah.
But look at Lazio. Look at what Lazio has done. Lazio has been, for all their stupid off-field shenanigans and a psychopath owner, and every year getting, besides Milinkovic-Savic, have been ravaged by everybody coming in and buying their players. Yet they still manage to be competitive because they have a project. We don't. I don't mind that. Look, who's going to be starting? But Juve is the staple point. Inter is getting up there. Now you have to start thinking of three going down. There's not a lot of players on our team that Lazio would exchange with us.
True.
And I'm not saying Lazio is fantastic, but they have a project. They have a system. They have a coach that they've had for the longest time. Who we tried to get for our team and said no. They have a direttore sportivo, the Albanian, Tare.
Yeah.
Who we wanted for our team and they said no. And they said no. Mind you, Lotito wasn't going to let them go, but they said no to us. So imagine, people are starting to say no to Milan. That's when it's starting to get dangerous. So we can't be in this vicious circle of, you know, unfortunately, guys, this team is missing class. There was a specific moment in Parma-Milan where Çalhanoğlu was supposed to send in a through ball. Supposed to. He didn't even have the legs. He didn't have the legs. He didn't have the vision. He didn't have the confidence to throw in, to
Well, the build-up plays were good. We just couldn't...
It's the final third, but that's where you need class. That's where you need class. And he couldn't even deliver a simple through ball, a double-A through ball. He waited so long where he put Leao offside. He put himself in confusion. Guys, these are not players that could start on Milan. If you want to make it to the Champions League, you need to have class. You need to have grinta. We don't have grinta. You know who has grinta? Theo Hernandez, because he plays every single minute of every single game like it's his last.
Jack does.
Jack has green.
And you know who I like, Steve? Krunic.
Krunic coming Krunic. In for Kessie.
Yeah, no, definitely Krunic. And who was the first one that to celebrate with Hernandez was Krunic. So let's hope, guys. Let's hope for next week. Trash Boat. Do you think Gianpaolo was a miss? Had we just stuck to the idea of a 4-3-3 in the summer transfer market, we might have got some quality up front. The squad would have been top four already. I think the squad is capable, just not scoring. It's really hard to say if Gianpaolo would have stayed and
No, we can't go back. Again, guys, we can't go back and we can't think 2 years in front. Unfortunately, we don't have that project.
But do you think if he would have stick with a 4-3-3?
I don't know. The message wasn't being delivered, obviously. They've looked different since Pioli took them over. Let's face it. I don't know what has happened. We haven't looked world class, but we've looked different. What has changed from when Gianpaolo to Pioli? I have no idea, guys. If I try to tell you, even imagine something, I can't tell you. But something changed. He's getting his message across. The players have a little bit more confidence in him. I don't know, but it's working. Let's keep on the momentum. And this is just one game, guys. Look at the reaction after one game. The next Saturday or Sunday? When is the next
Sunday
game? Sunday. Guys, Bologna. Bologna is tough. It's a tough team. Coached by a really tough manager. The guy has gone through hell.
And just came and back from a win against Napoli.
Exactly. And still on the bench.
And you know, Alex was telling us that when he had overheard, and he had sent us that voice clip when he was there, he had overheard Pioli telling the players, you don't take your foot off the pedal, you play until the 90th minute, and it really showed in this game here. So that was, you know, good takeaway from the game. What do we got
check
here?
Over here?
What do we got over here? If I go after Bernardi, I think we went through those ones. Go to the last ones, what was it? Sorry, guys. You guys are very interactive over there. On the guys, we can't afford. Bruno says we can't afford class unless we create it by investing in young players and hoping that they'll bloom and become someone like Benacer and Tio. We're not Brescia. Grosso out after three games, and they went back to the coach that just fired. Yeah, that's like Palermo. We've seen that. Yeah. And but Bruno's saying Sunday is going to be Piontek's day. Hopefully, right? It's not like we like to trash on the guy. Frank the Tank. Ciao ragazzi, if you could bring back, and thank you Frank the Tank for sending me sent us on Facebook the winning percentages of the last coaches, and guess who was number one out of those coaches?
Seedorf.
Clarence, my boy, which I still find it was a mistake, and I'm still going to stick to that. If you could bring back any ex-Milan coach from any era, who would it be and why? I know Tommy would say Sacchi, as always, keep up the good work and Forza Milan. From any era, I think that would be hard to, like, you know, Nereo Rocco, all these guys that we can't pretend to know what they're all about because we just read about them. But how about, okay, Steve, how about from our generation? Who would you bring back?
The only one would be Ancelotti for me, because he's my favorite coach, but I don't think you'd be able to do much more than what Pioli is doing with this team. I don't know because it's very strange with Ancelotti. Like, at Naples, I don't know what's going on at Naples.
And Napoli is a better team than us.
Exactly.
So it's like if a
much
guy
more
like...
talent than we do, and they look dysfunctional. Now, is it owner-driven because of the massive fines that their players are getting? You know, like Insigne on Gazzetta dello Sport were saying almost close to 350,000 euros of fines. If you're taking 350,000 euros from me, I'm not happy. I'm not a happy camper. There's something going on over there. So I don't know what's happening at Naples. I don't know if it's just the Champions League that's keeping Ancelotti there for Naples. But forget about Naples. If I would have a chance to answer your question, I would say Ancelotti, but it would have to be on his terms. It would have to be with
the players
a full
that he wants,
mercato, yeah, with who he wants, if we could afford, and go forward with that.
I agree with you on that one. Frank says every era was different. Capello and Sacchi came back in our time and stunk it up. That's true. Rossonera social mailer. Woke up night after Parma win. It feels like we won a cup. That's how long awaited this win has been. Good performance. If tomorrow Conte Tio underperform, I mean for next game, we shouldn't castigate, and as we tend to easily do. Even Messi doesn't play well every match. Let's encourage rather.
100%.
That's a good one, and that's why we like to be critical. But you know, we're not insulting Piontek. We're not insulting the Kessies. We were Team Frank the whole last season, right?
And I still believe there's something in him. I just don't understand what's going on this year.
Yeah.
And especially this stretch of games. Against Parma, after being left off the pitch, he was given another olive branch to try to win again that starting role or some kind of role in this team. And he was completely lost. He was completely lost where he wasn't doing what Frank does well. Go get the ball, dish it off, and stay away from the final third. Stay away from the final third because, unfortunately, I don't know if it's a lack of confidence, but Frank has missed the net in some shots that he's taken where he's created new geometrical angles. And I think,
yeah,
Dave, in architecture, he's going to have to look into that because if he's building something and someone shows him a Frank Kessie angle, he's going to have some serious problems.
Milan Club Boston wants to know, was there more grappa consumed after you guys recorded the video?
Of course.
You thought we were going
to
leave
finish
that...
finish the bottle.
we're going to leave it over there.
No.
But the best was asking the owner, Anthony, well, how much can you get us, you know, a bottle of grappa? Guys, you know, that's really...
I want to be reasonable, and he gave us the price, sold!
And us were expecting, okay, we're going to have to call Presidente. We need an extra couple of dollars. Or
sold. We bought it.
Gio says, Bakayoko is what happened to Kessie. He hasn't been the same.
I disagree.
I think Kessie, what I found different from last year to this year, Gio, is that Kessie last year was a lot of back and forth, getting those balls. And those goals that he scored, he wasn't the one bringing the ball all the way in. He would just be there to pick up, like, you know, last pass or rebound, the scraps. That's what I find. So, I don't know. Bakayoko, guys, remember, Bakayoko, if it wasn't for that injury, he wasn't going to be playing those 7-8 games straight out. And yes, they had a great tandem. I think, Kessie, something happened with Bilia from that time there. I think he got into an argument with Gattuso. The fact that he still does not speak Italian, I believe we're even discussing
that.
We're talking about that on
That's
Saturday.
That's a bit of a problem.
And we're not saying, guys, this is not a racist comment, but it's just maybe 20, 30 years ago, it wouldn't even be a discussion. You know, let's joke around. Honda, when he came out, it came by. What was the first thing that he addressed on the news? I got my Italian teacher. I need to learn about Italian. It just seems a bit different, but hopefully, he comes back to what he's supposed to be. John Lamorte, how would you rate the job Pioli is doing so far with this current squad overall? Can you say meeting expectations?
I have no answer to that. Because I don't know what my expectations at the beginning of the year and what my expectations are now are completely different.
The fact that we played Juve and Napoli back-to-back, you know, and this...
Those were hard-fought games where, you know what, against Juve, I think that it was a world-class goal from Dybala, not a world-class player, world-class goal. And against Naples, I think it was just two teams that, unfortunately, were going down two dark tunnels. And basically, they didn't see the light. Because no one wanted to win that game. I don't think anybody wanted to be there. Milan being at home was probably a little bit worse. Because we were at home, we should have went for it. But we didn't. And you know what it is? That saying, when someone's down, make sure that he stays down. Well... We didn't do our job there.
We just don't look as lost as we were under Jean-Paul.
No. We don't look as lost.
The talent is not going to change overnight, right?
No, exactly. We know, Piontek, I hope, it's not like he's going to wake up tomorrow and become Marco Van Basten. We're kidding ourselves, right? Bennacer is not going to turn into Modric overnight, right? Hopefully he has that ceiling. They have that ceiling, but the talent is the talent. And it's hard to say... if we would give Gianpaolo time, if it would have turned around. We don't know. But unfortunately, this Milan needs to have more grinta. The grinta is the most important of everything. Because the grinta you can control. The grinta, if the message is passed properly, the grinta you can control.
I don't know how to spell
this. Good questions over here. Good
hey
questions.
Guys, you gentlemen are doing great work. Finally get to catch you guys live. Hope this win is a stepping stone in recovering the season. Peace, brothers. Lots of love from Dubai.
Yes.
Guys, we got Saudi Arabia. We Dubai. Got Dubai. We are quite international.
I love it.
Bruno says the next game is going to absolutely critical. There are two big matches, Inter-Roma, Juve-Lazio. We have to make up some points and get closer to the top four. I repeat, Sunday is going to be Piontek's day. Speriamo,
Bruno, speriamo. And it's very true. When it's those big clashes there, sneaking in 3 points is critical.
This is the time that we need to do it. John was saying the highest scorer on his team is a left back. I understand Milan wants to raise the value of players for sale. Hakan, Suso, Piontek. John, no offense. You guys want to talk about selling Hakan, Suso, Piontek. There's something in sales, Steve, that says supply and demand. Yeah. Makukats is going to come and buy these guys the way they've been playing. Yeah. And if they do, what are they going to give us?
Unfortunately, it's not. Unfortunately, I agree. We need to have those players play because if we do want to move on from them and have some selling chip, they need to perform. But at this point there, where it's not the time for that, right? You got to play your best 11. And I think, and I've said it from the beginning, that Hakan does not belong in our best 11. Suso, I give him a bit of a pass at the beginning of the year. I wanted to see some games. But we're not getting anything from Suso anymore.
It just looks at those little stubby legs.
Yeah.
He's just running.
Very,
just
very, very one-dimensional.
Almost scored,
but I don't care about that. Because you look very one-dimensional. It seems like the game is always going through that right-hand side. We all know what you're going to do. It's time to move on from that. It's time to find another solution for that right-hand side. And at least attempt to try to find another solution. Right now, it's like we're just... He's a staple point there. Right-hand side.
And I love how Jay-Z says love from El Salvador. Look, I'm telling you, we're trying. And then we have Gileba Laval. Thank you. Let's go with Andre. Then we'll come back to you, Bruno. Andre, ciao ragazzi. Our shitty trio should have left Milan, no doubt. Number 8, number 10, number 79. I honestly don't think that Piontek is awful. As a poacher, he is good, and his goals for Milan only prove it. But should we build around poacher or play with last dependent striker? All depending if Ibra comes or somebody, and you know, Bruno's asking, like, if he doesn't come, what's our plan B, which we're going to get into that one. But I don't know. It just seems that whatever's, if they're playing him, I think they're not leaving him to be a poacher. I think they're trying to make him to build up play. But then again, we don't have the players to get that build up play. And I don't know. Sometimes it's like, it just feels like we're repeating ourselves.
We need some swag in the final third. Mm. Ibra is that swag. Ibra can create for himself, can create for others, and unfortunately the strikers that we have now and we've had for the past couple of years cannot create for themselves. In this game, and we see it with Bombolone Higuain.
Hmm?
Bombolone, that's his new name. I call him Bombolone. Bombolone Higuain, okay, came to us all depressed.
Hmm.
But Higuain can create for himself, and we're seeing it at Juve. He has to put on that stupid black and white jersey to create for himself, but he creates for himself. He went to Chelsea, and he did the same thing. Moped around, and, you know, it's easy to go to Juve. It's easy to go to Juve because winning is what matters, but everybody's on the same page, and they've winning. They've created that winning culture. Here at Milan, we've had that winning culture in the past. It's gone, guys. It's gone. Let's be honest. Unpopular opinion.
It's gone.
That winning culture is gone, and something has to happen at this club. I don't know if it's because we're owned by someone who money is their sole object instead of what's happening at the club. But I think Maldini and Boban have a lot of work cut out for them, guys, and it's bringing back that winning culture. And that, you know,
it ain't gonna happen tomorrow morning.
It ain't gonna happen tomorrow morning. And we don't see that with Hakan, we don't see that with Suso, and we don't see that with Kessié. Unfortunately, Kessié is the new one in the group, making a three. We add another one, we have Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back. All right.
Last but not least, Dylan Wilbur just goes, Çalhanoğlu is a plank. # not a question. Well, thank you very much for that one, Dylan. And Bruno says, I have a question for you guys. So we'll take the last one, and then we'll do Milan Weekly Podcast after dark. What are the options if he's not coming? Do we even have a plan B? I'd like, all I can say, to sign Mertens from Napoli.
I think Mertens were going down that slippery slope again.
And he's there, says, I stand by that. Thank you, Dylan. I like it, that one there.
Slippery slope with Mertens, guys. Fantastic at Napoli. But Mertens had the supporting cast to be fantastic at Napoli. It's not easy to play soccer when you're surrounded by the Insignias, the Calleons, and the game flows through everybody.
By the way, Jorginho. Right now, Tommy, his brother, and Frank have taken over the chat. They're going on historical things. Okay. Guys, keep it up. We love it. Go on, Steve, sorry.
So, Mertens is...
You think Mertens would have to, like, to another Serie A team? You think he would be able to perform and get the La Rinascita?
I don't think so. And I think because Napoli, that type of football was made for him. It was a fantastic buy from Napoli. No one heard of Mertens before. If you did, you're lying.
No, nobody heard of him.
So, great on Mertens, but I'm having trouble taking on players from other teams at a little bit later on in their age, where a system was built and they're used to playing a particular system, and then they come to Milan a la Bombolone, Higuain, and then mope around, or a la Serpente, Bonucci, and come here to my team and mope around and collect a fat check and do absolutely sweet fuck all for my team.
Your brioche of the... actually, let's go with your indigestion. Indigestion of the week, Steve.
I don't know, you go first.
I'm going to go back again to Cellino to again talk. Like, just, you put a foot in your mouth. You said that your own player, Balotelli, he's black, he's trying to get lightened up. And there's been no repercussions, no consequences. And he's like, ah, well, if he wants to leave, don't worry, I'm going to let him leave. But we talk every day, you know, he understood I wasn't... Just shut your mouth. Just don't talk anymore. Just let it go. Indigestion? No indigestion
this week. I'm really happy, actually. Very happy. They know I was going to give my brioche to Milan winning the game against Parma, but they really pissed me off. Brioschkin digestion, I really have it with those three players, to be very honest.
Yeah.
With you. I really have it with Suso, Chananobolobolu, and Frank Kessie. And I'm going to add the Phantom, Piontek. Because I think...
Castileo's on the bench.
Castileo was standing up.
Yes.
The entire second half, grabbing balls that the ball boy from Parma conveniently didn't get. And passing them on to the team to hurry up to take a throw-in. Call him what you want. Call him chicken legs. Call him that he's made out of paper. The guy really, really wants to give. He's the Spanish Borini.
He's the Spanish Borini. I like it.
But my Brioschki of the week, are we going to Brioschki?
We're going to Brioschki.
Indigestion is them. I can't take them. Brioschki of the week for me, guys, is everybody donating to the Southside Toy and Food Drive to support Vinny and I, where Steve, myself, all 220 pounds, I lie, will be jumping into a kiddie pool filled of Jello for your entertainment pleasure.
What flavor?
I don't know. I'm doing a survey. For your entertainment pleasure to raise money and our goal of $3,000 for this fantastic cause.
And since some people did not see it, right?
Give me a bottle of water. Give me a bottle.
Okay, sorry, I'm just going to show. Thank you to Dave once again. Look at these beautiful socks we got.
What the hell's wrong with your voice?
I don't know. It's not used to not having beer. I'm drinking water.
This guy sounds like Ernie from Sesame Street.
But that's about it. So any other questions there on the chat? We're going to, unless we just have a little shot with our friends, we need to put back the system.
The mojo.
Well, you know what? This is going to be a reserve for Milan Weekly Podcast After Dark. So to our podcasting listeners, ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan! Forza Milan!
Forza Milan! Vinci libertà!